Parashas Lech Lecha, we find the story of Avraham Avinu and where Hashem was Makarav Avraham Avinu and did Nisim for Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu became the Am Hashem Klal Yisrael. The Rishonim discussed that Avraham Avinu wasn't the first person to learn Torah, and he wasn't the first person to do mitzvahs. We find already from Adam, Noach, and then after that, Noach's son Shem had a yeshiva, and Shem's great-grandson Aver also had a yeshiva, the yeshiva of Shem Aver. What was the speciality of Avraham Avinu? That Avraham Avinu is called Oyavi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls him Oyavi, and he's Makar of him. It is true that Avraham Avinu was Hikir as Boira, he worked it out himself that there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not from Chinuch from earlier generations, but Lechaira after that, in what did he do better than Shem Va'Eivah? The Ravid in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, discusses this and says that Shem and Eivah were concerned with themselves and did their own Avodah Hashem, as opposed to Avraham Avinu with Kairei Umachriz. He went out to the world to be Mufarsim, the Shem Hashem. A lot of discussion about this. The Chafetz Chaim points out that Shem Va'Eivah already had a yeshiva. If they had a yeshiva, then they were definitely going out Kairi U'machriz. The Chafetz Chaim in Dovor B'Yitoy and somewhat in Parshas Vayera explains that the speciality of Avraham Avinu is expressed in the Pasuk L'mana sheyetzave es bonov es beisoy achrov. Avraham Avinu understood the importance of the Jewish family and the importance of giving over to future generations the truth and the Torah that he had understood and been zeicha to. Avraham Avinu was Moshe Nefesh and the Kivshon HaEish, that was one thing, but later he went on and passed us on to future generations. The Pasuk tells us, the Medrash tells us in Bereishis Rabbah, Perek Samach Gimel, the Medrash brings a pasuk in Yeshaya, Koyomer Hashem el Beis Yaakov, Asher Poda es Avraham. Says the Medrash, Koyomer Hashem el Beis Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov Avinu and Klal Yisrael, Asher Poda es Avraham, the fact that Avraham Avinu was saved is in the zchus of there being a Yaakov Avinu and a Klal Yisrael. Avraham Avinu's speciality was that he was Moshe Nefesh, to inculcate in future generations that which he was Moshe Nefesh for himself. And that's a speciality of Klal Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu, before he was Nifter, we see the biggest daiga he had was in case Chas V'Shalom Eimi Tose Shleima, until his children said to him, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elikeinu Hashem Echad. The Mefarshim explain that this is what is meant in the Pasuk in Parshas Beshalach. After Melchoma Vamolik, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ki yod al keis ka, Melchoma l'Hashem ba'amolik, midor dor. The Melchoma against Amolik is midor dor, the fact that Klal Yisrael has doiris, that we transfer to our children and our grandchildren that which we receive from our parents and grandparents. The Pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim, V'ato Shloima Bani, you Shloima Melech, my son, Da es Elekei Avicha, know and recognize the God of your father. In spite of the fact that Shloima Melech was the Chacham Mikol Adam, and he recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and wrote his Sefer Keheles and Shir HaShirim of his appreciation of Hashem's Torah Mitzvahs and his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and nevertheless, Da es Elekei Avicha, an appreciation of that which your father stood for, and the ability to transmit this to future generations, that is the speciality of Klal Yisrael. The Mishnah tells us, Histakel b'shloish advarim ve'inat abodi de'aveiro me'ayin bosa ol'onat ha'heilech. And then the Mishnah explains, me'ayin bosa mitipas rucha, and the Mefarshim will say that the first part of the Mishnah is already a Mishnah in its own right. Histakel b'shloish advarim me'ayin bosa ol'onat ha'heilech. Says the Maram Shik, Histakel b'shloish advarim. Every yid should look at three things. Me'ayin basa, look at your parents, look at your grandparents, look at the truths for which they were moisa nefesh, look at what was important to them. Ula'onat ha'oileich, that which comes after you, who's going after you, your children will stride in your way and transmit it to them. V'lifnei mi ata osa ditin din v'cheshbon, was I, did I keep to my destiny to transmit to my children and future generations that which I was mekabel from earlier generations? The pasuk says in Mishlei in Perek Chof Aleph, Ish shoymea lenetzach yedaber. And the Malbim explains, Ish shoymea, a person should be a shoymea from his rebbes, from his parents, lenetzach yedaber, and he should speak and transmit this to the generations after him. As Shlomo HaMelech writes, in Shir Shirim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Ches, Im loy seidi loch, if you don't know how to go the Derech Hashem, tzi loch be'ikve atzoin, go in the way of your parents, ure'i eskidi oisayich, and give food and nurture and nourishment, eskidi oisayich, to your little lambs, to your own children, and to those who come after you, and teach them that which you learnt from your parents and your rebbes. Pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu, when he saw that, when he heard that Yosef HaTzadik was alive and kept true to his Yiddishkeit, he said, "Amusa hapam, now I'm ready to die." That's the Poshta translation. The Shach Al HaTorah and the Or HaChaim explain, "Amusa hapam, now when I die, it'll only be a poshta misa." He was worried that perhaps he had a son Yosef who knows what had happened to him. Now he's prepared to die because he knows that his children are going in his way. Esa einai el hehorim me'ayin yovoy ezri. I lift up my eyes to the mountains me'ayin yovoy ezri. And Chazal say that Yaakov Avinu said, Esa einai el hehorim, I lift up my eyes to my parents, to my grandparents. Me'ayin Yovei Ezri, from that comes my Yeshua. And obviously there has to be some connection and some relationship between the simple translation of the Pasuk, Esa'ein Elohorim, to the mountains, and the drush that Yaakov Avinu says, Esa'ein Elohorim, to my parents. And the Mefarshim explain, Esa'ein Elohorim, at the time when they were Mekadosh the Chodesh al Pi Re'iyah, and we know that they wanted to transmit the Yediyah, the information, throughout Eretz Yisrael and all the way round the world of the day that they were Mekadosh the Chodesh. And the Mishnah tells us in Rosh Hashanah that they would light a big fire on one mountain until it was seen on the next mountain, and then they would light the light there, and it would be transferred to the next mountain. Yaakov Avinu compared, Esa Einai El Hehoirim, I lift up my eyes to my parents, and I see my parents just like in the days of Chazal, Esa Einai El Hehoirim, as you would lift up your eyes and see a mountain ablaze with fire, and you knew that the time had come to light a fire on your own mountain, which would then be seen by further mountains and transmitted right round the world. So too, says Yaakov Avinu, Esa Einai El Hehoirim, I lift up my eyes to my parents, and I see the fire blaze with Torah and mitzvahs and mesiras nefesh, and I learn from them that it's my tafkid and my destiny, my privilege and my responsibility to light my own candle and light my own fire. And this fire should not be a little fire for myself, it should be a fire just like Avraham Avinu, who understood he made a fire which would then kindle further fires for his children to copy. David HaMelech says in Tehillim and Perek Ayin Beis, various times David HaMelech describes himself as an oni, tefillah la'oni ki atoif, and he felt very upset with his situation in life. But once he describes himself as a king in Perek Ayin Beis, Elikim mishpotecho lemelech tein v'tidkoscho leben melech, says the Medrash in Vayikra. When did David HaMelech perceive himself as a melech? When he was fulfilling the role of teaching it to his children. Mishpotecho lemelech tein, when do I feel that I'm a melech? when I'm in a situation and it's possible for me, v'tzidkoscha leben melech, when I'm able to transmit this to my children and to my talmidim leben melech, then that's the fulfillment of my tafkid, and that's when I feel elikim mishpotecha lemelech tein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given it to me to feel as a king because I'm able to transmit this to future generations. May Hashem bench each and every one of us to be zeicha to the ultimate bracha, like Avraham Avinu, leman asher yitzave es bonav ve es beis hayachrov v'shomru derech Hashem.